Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
After performing a song protesting against alleged Catholic Church child sexual abuse, Irish singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor rips up a photograph of Pope John Paul II on US television program Saturday Night Live, causing huge controversy.
It's a bold move.
From a bold person.
Yeah.
And I meant that because she's got no hair.
Yeah, I could see the wordplay no you were going
why
for.
Why did I not get applause for that? Joe, did you get it?
I did, yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you laugh?
Well, because one, the word bald,
and I said from a bold. I said from a bold person. Yeah. Never mind this. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, it's just too highbrow for me and Bobby, I think.
Yeah.
It really.
Stupid brothers.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to the Year Is podcast.
The podcast where every episode we travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the strangest things from that year. I'm Bobby Mayer. This is
Red Richardson.
Wow. Look at that. Was smooth.
Very smooth. How is everyone? Hope you're well wherever you are in the world.
Wherever you are. We have a lot of listeners and viewers from all over the world. And sometimes I think, is there anyone living in a war-torn country listening to our podcast? And if so, stop.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm glad we give you relief, but also there must be happier things.
Yeah. What if someone's hiding from soldiers and then accidentally something happens with their phone and it plays The Year Is on, and that's how they get caught?
This kills them.
And they didn't even like the podcast. It was on a playlist. They listened once, thought, this is all right, I'll subscribe. And then three episodes in, they went, ugh.
But they're still listening because it's still listening.
Wherever you are, if you're on a bus,
if you're
looking
on a bus
out the window, and there is a lady or gentleman you want to talk to,
riding a horse. You don't hear about many people listening to podcasts on horses.
Don't think they do. Well, that would be watching. Fun. A little riding a horse around.
Yeah.
Put some Ben Shapiro on.
No, us.
Yeah, us.
Don't reference Ben Shapiro.
No, it is weird that. Who's having the best time, I wonder? Is there like a surfer listening to us? He's just had sex with an attractive lady and he's like, I've got to go to work. Wink, wink. He's going surfing. He's in his van. He's got his board in the back. He's never calling her again. The wind is in his hair. He can smell the wax off his board as I talk to him.
We want to know where you enjoy The Year Is. What's the weirdest place you've enjoyed The Year Is? Email in at theyearispodcast@gmail.com. Let us know.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I want to know.
No, we have to know.
And I actually, like this specific day, I feel very brave being here because my thumb is injured.
Yes, Bobby has what many people are calling gout.
It's not gout.
He's calling it a finger infection.
I thought it was gout.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had gout because I don't eat. Because I eat like a king.
You eat like a child
a
king.
A medieval child king, like Joffrey.
Like the head child soldier.
Yes. I eat like a child who wears other child's teeth around his neck.
If a load of just kids, meat and candy, kids, invaded Morrison's.
Yes.
And their king got to pick, that's what Bobby would eat. A lot of sugar.
Yeah. But actually,
you don't eat veg, do you?
I do eat veg.
You're like a child at Planet
Hollywood.
I eat veg. What veg do you eat?
The broccoli.
Oh, yeah, you do, sort of.
Yes, sometimes I'll broccoli. I like carrots. I like potatoes.
Yeah,
that's a vegetable.
Do you mean chips?
No, potatoes, mashed potatoes with butter, lots of butter and milk.
Yeah, okay, here we go. You like butter.
I do like. I really like something I don't put butter in or on.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I thought I was worried I'd gout, but it's just like a nail infection. Mm-hmm. But I'm on antibiotics and putting a topical cream on. It hurts so much.
Yeah.
Nobody cares when you have a sore thumb.
Yeah.
I was on stage last night. I wanted a second opinion because I talked to a doctor where you like email in pictures and talk to them on the phone. They wouldn't have me in the office because they didn't consider my thumb office worthy. But like my thumb is office worthy. I'm in so much pain.
Yeah.
But all I got was the emailing pictures back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, I've never done that before, but when they send you the text to say email pictures, they're like, do not send any sensitive areas like genitals, breasts, or your anus.
This is just a dick pic, isn't it?
Yeah, don't send us pictures of your asshole, please.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are all constantly just going to like have a female doctor and say, yeah, I'm going to itch your asshole again. Stop sending me pictures of your asshole.
I didn't think of that. Because like, there's doctors in comedy, Benji Waterstones. Imagine if I just sent him a picture of my dick on Instagram.
Well, that'd be weird.
Hey, Benji, is this okay?
Yeah, but I think that'd be specifically weird for Benji because he's a psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah. He's got nothing to do. I forgot that.
So, Benji, hey, Benji, what do you think of this? He'd be like, I think you need to see a different psychiatrist, actually.
Yeah, I didn't actually think of that.
Yeah. Not every doctor is a dick doctor.
No. I did a gig last night. Horrible. Five drunk 20-year-old boys in gilets. And they were like, we are so brilliant that we're going to just stamp how we feel on the night. You know what I mean? Like when it's a crew of young people who haven't... They like look at older people like, ugh. And you go... One of you will probably have killed themselves in the next 15 years. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't going to last. Feeling.
Did you tell them that?
No, I didn't. But I was in such a bad mood. It's like, maybe men's mental health is talked about too much and this is the result.
I think what happened is they reminded you of how you used to be.
I was like that, probably.
I
don't remember going to a live show. One of them tried to get on stage and do comedy.
And then you were just actually sad that you don't have that confidence anymore.
Maybe that's it. It was so bright-eyed and like, yeah. But, you know, one of them has a girlfriend. It's long distance. I think she's going to cheat on him. And I hope it's a very bad cheating, gaslighting with his best friend and tells him he's mad. Do you know what I mean? And just says, you're insane. And he thinks he's insane. So he gets help and then it turns out she actually is cheating on him. That's what I hope for him.
Or he never actually finds out she really was cheating on him and it just crushes his confidence for years.
Why would that crush if she's not cheating on him?
No, because she convinces him he is crazy.
Ah. And so he thinks he's mad.
He never gets to know he's not crazy. And he doesn't trust himself anymore.
Yeah. I do feel like that. When it's such a bad gig, I go, actually, I spend waste so much time on the internet, on YouTube, watching crap videos. Why don't I just track down the people who displease me at gigs and ruin their life secretly? Mm. You know?
And then years later... That lack of confidence she instilled in him by lying to him, right? Mm-hmm. He just never quite trusts his instincts, even though they were right. And he doesn't know they were right. And he hears someone upstairs and it's a burglar.
Mm.
But he thinks, oh, I'm just making things up again. And then that burglar beats him to death.
Yeah.
And he had a second where he could have got out.
Yeah.
But because of what she did to him by gaslighting him, he's beaten to death.
And he still doesn't believe it.
And she cries at his funeral not knowing that she planted the seeds that grew his demise.
Mm-hmm. Or like in DBT when they say, it's not a lion, it's a man in a lion costume, your problems.
Mm.
This guy goes on safari and just goes, it's just a man in a lion costume, and then he gets eaten. That would be good.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they were young, they'd had a few drinks, but still... Not acceptable.
Not
and it was in the Camden Comedy Club, which is always a mix of like people on Groupon dates or whatever, like Groupon people on first dates. And then there'll be like eight Nordic people who don't speak English and sit there like they're watching a crime drama.
I would have went out last night, but I was in so much thumb agony.
Were you not gigging?
No.
Oh, no, you had to stay in.
I was in thumb agony and... Oh, no, I did gig, sorry. I did gig yesterday. And on stage, I forgot I gigged. That's how painful this is.
Mm.
on stage, I asked the audience, is there a doctor or a nurse here? Because I was going to get them to look at my thumb while I did my set. I thought that would work out great. I could get a live opinion and do comedy and get paid to get the doctor to look at my thumb. And then no one in the room was a doctor or a nurse. And it was like, what if I had a heart attack, you know? I'd just die here? Like,
yeah, I think you go a lot of places if there's not doctors and nurses.
There was like 70 people. There should have been at least one medical professional.
There usually is.
I think they were lying. I think whoever... And I said to them, I said, I am in need of urgent medical care. You know that if you are a doctor or a nurse and you sign the Hippocratic Oath and I need you and you don't come to me, that's a crime. So one of the people in that room, whoever was a nurse or a doctor, was committing a crime by not looking at my thumb.
Do you reckon doctors ever do that on planes and just go,
can't. If they have to. They have to. And then this one girl put up her hand and I got talking to her and she said she wanted to be an astronaut. And I was like, well, that doesn't count. And then I assumed she'd be going to school for like, you know, astronaut stuff. She was studying to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's okay. There's no, it's going to be a couple hundred years before space colonies are at the point where they need lawyers in space. You know, you've really shot yourself in the foot. And if you did shoot yourself actually in the foot, you'd know how my thumb feels that you're not helping right now because it feels like it's been shot with a gun.
Yeah, yeah. It's
agony.
It was very swollen the other night.
Yeah, it's twice the size. My right thumb is twice the size of my left thumb.
Well, that's sad.
It's what separates us from the animals.
Our thumbs.
So now I'm down a thumb, which means I'm like...
But close.
I'm close, so close to monkey. No, I've seen monkeys in clothes. You can put a monkey in clothes. You can't give a monkey a thumb.
Yeah.
It's what separates us. That's what a lot of our evolution comes
from.
So
now you're basically just a monkey in clothes.
Yeah, I'm just like Dunstan checks in.
Funny little check shirt and some jeans.
Who dressed this monkey?
Oh, Jody's wearing a check shirt as well. What is going on? I've got one too, but not today. But what's happened? We've all organic, all H&M?
No, mine is the fine house of Tesco.
Oh, really?
Jody started buying his clothes where he buys his masturbation material.
What, from Tesco?
Yeah, Jody masturbates to like, you know, like in Tesco... When you'll see like just like a tiny like at like because if in their clothing section they have pictures of like the models with the clothes on, that's what Jody masturbates to. So that's where he gets his masturbation material. So but he was looking at those so much he thought maybe I could wear these clothes.
Maybe I could get that shirt. Yeah.
Well, they forced me. I had to buy this one because I got it messy.
Otherwise, you're just masturbating in public.
Yeah.
Yeah. Customers only, please.
Yeah.
You have to buy something if you want to jack off in our store. It's like a pub toilet.
I really can imagine having a business and it going so badly that I say that 6 months in.
What?
Like having my own supermarket, but the business is so bad at 6 months in, I was like, listen, you can jerk off here. You just have to buy something, please.
Yeah.
You're the only customer. So if you want to buy anything, you can, but even like gum, if you buy gum, you can come in this building.
Yeah.
If you buy gum here, you can come here down at Bobby's supermarket. It's a circle jerk and we'll feed you.
Right.
No eating cum.
Historians chomping at the bits to get in. Yeah. I forgot my laptop today, hence the phone, for all my research. We are going back. I can't even remember what year I did.
You told me.
I know I did. I've got to find the doc. We are going back to a time when I was merely 3 years old. Bobby was 7 and Jody was 15.
Jody was 28.
We're going back to 1992. And Bobby, I'm going to start very close to you.
Okay.
Nova Scotia, Canada.
Okay.
You might have heard of this. The Sydney River McDonald's murders. Have you heard about them?
No.
Okay. 3 McDonald's employees are found killed and a 4th is left permanently disabled during a botched robbery. Have you never heard of that?
No.
So what happened is a former McDonald's employee, it's always the former employees, isn't it? He went to rob a McDonald's, which is, that's where the loot is apparently. A trio of friends went in, they killed three people and permanently disabled a fourth in the process, and they made off with $2,000.
So, yeah, that's like 666 each.
Yeah. I mean, surely that's like a... That's the dole for a month, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really...
You know? Could have just signed on, really, for that loot. I don't know what the plan was. I don't think McDonald's are going to go and just... Three Japanese businessmen have just dropped 100K in there, you know?
The saddest thing about dying in a McDonald's when you work at a McDonald's is, like, you didn't even want to be there at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the circumstances of your life led to you being there, and you're like, oh, God.
And you're going to be compliant with robbers, aren't you? I doubt there's much. No, fuck you. You can't take this $2,000.
Yeah, nobody's
I'm the
fighting.
Manager. You go take what you want, man. We'll go outside for a cigarette. You can eat all the chips.
Yeah, I worked at a pizza place in high school, and this guy came in, and he was, like, the toughest guy in my school. Terrifying guy. Like a real live wire.
Yeah.
Just,
what was he called?
I'm not even saying his name. I don't want him to listen and find me.
Okay.
He came in with a group of like 10 people who were all like a bit nicer than him. And he just started coming behind the counter and fucking with stuff while I was working there. And I just walked to the back of the restaurant because this guy was such a, he later tried to be a UFC fighter.
Oh yeah.
But it didn't work out because he wasn't quite that tough, you know. He was so terrifying. I just went to the back of the restaurant because I was like, well, even if someone calls the police, by the time they get here, he will have beaten me into the dirt. Like, there's nothing I could have done.
Yeah.
I was just compliant.
Yeah, of course. But there was a kid in my town who was killed older than me. He was that sort of guy. There was always rumors that he kicked someone to death on his lawn and everyone said his dad was in the IRA. But he hit me in the eye once. And because his girlfriend got in a fight with my mate's girlfriend and he joined in and like hit the girl in the face.
Okay.
Because it was a no holds barred ladder match all the time with him. Do you know what I mean?
He wanted to win.
Yeah, he's going to win. And my mate went, ah, shit, knew like, and just threw this punch that was like, I'm going to die, but she has to see me doing this. And so through that, and then he just floored my friend one punch.
How big was this guy?
It was like fucking just like shredded, just scary skinhead, you know, like middleweight size, but just terrifying.
Okay, older than you.
Yeah, older. He's like 4 years older. And then, so my mate and I go, well, I now have to do something. So I run along like, you know, no, just like, is there any way I can sort of pretend I'm doing something?
And how old were you?
I was 18, he was like 22, 23.
Oh, you're not winning that.
And I held his arms because I was like, well, he's going to hit me. And one arm just came free. And I remember just seeing it and going, that's for me. And it just landed straight in my eye. And I saw him a few months later. And it all went to trial and everything.
For hitting you?
No, for beating up. He like kicked the girl in the head like 3 times.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Not good. And we went to trial. I remember we all sat in the train station after, and they
did
just.
Did you testify?
I got a subpoena because I was like, I'm not snitching, baby. They came into my work. I worked in a pub. The police came in and subpoenaed me.
Okay.
So I had to testify. He was looking at me the whole time, like so angry. Could barely keep it together. We had witnesses saying they saw him beat up the girl, stuff like that. Somehow he got off. But on the way back, we did the trial in Newton Abbot. And
he
then,
got off?
Yeah. We were sat in Totnes train station. And this is why the trial's still going on. So we just done day one. Got to go in the next day. He walks past. Sees us just sat inside the train station building and just gobs against the window.
Spits.
He saw me 6 months later and I was out. And he was so angry, like shaking. And he went, he's like, I'm going to bite your nose off and make you eat it. Like, I'm not making that up. He genuinely, genuinely said that. And then I remember
Wait, what did you say back?
Nothing. I just was like, ugh. And then I was leaving for university and I was driving down the street and I saw him walking down the street and I undid the window and, hey, Danny, I'm not going to say his surname, but his name was Danny. I said, hey, Danny, you're a fucking pussy. And gave him the middle finger. He went so mad. And then at the time he was a chef in this place called the Waterside in Totnes. And I went down to the Waterside and I was like, can you just check on Danny when it's his shift? I obviously checked. Is he here? And they're like, no. So can you check on him? and make sure, because I fucking really intimidate him last night, and he was like a bit teary and stuff like that.
So you just...
And say, Red says, are you okay? Because, you know, you seem really scared.
So you just...
And then I went to uni. And he's still about. I've driven past him. It was an unsafe move. And he is still about. I go and check on his, like, he changes his name on Insta occasionally. And then I think he got done for beating up his own girlfriend. You know, it was all a lot of allegedly. Just throw that in there in case. I don't think he could sue me. I don't think he's probably killed most of the lawyers he's ever met. But yeah, fucking scary guy. But yeah, that's the sort of McDonald's murder attitude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Three dead.
So there was one survivor. So what was the story of what happened when they came into the McDonald's?
They all just got shot, and he got shot in the face. But, you know, like, I think it was a shotgun. You know, it's splinter. When you shoot a shotgun, the bullet splinters into 300 ball bearings. Okay. And so I think he got sprayed by like half of that. Well, there's a Tom Hanks movie where he like shoots someone in the face with a shotgun. They survive it. And they have this horrible like pin surgery, because imagine like 150 ball bearings just launching and sticking in your face.
I can't imagine it, but I do imagine the level of pain you would feel.
Horrendous.
Would be very similar to when a thumbnail grows into your thumb. So even though I've never had 150 ball bearings from a shotgun fly into my face, with this new thumb injury, I any level of pain you describe, I can imagine it.
Bob Geldof's silence is deafening on this, isn't it?
I would rather have...
I think in
2023, I'd rather be HIV positive than infected thumb positive.
Oh, my God.
Because there's pills for the HIV, and, you know, you have it technically, but it doesn't affect the way you live your life. But with this thumb, I've lost so much mobility. I can't do up zippers. Everything
no, it's only
hurts.
Been one day, and you'll be fine tomorrow.
Well, the antibiotics can take up to 3 days to kick in.
Mm. Well, if you're listening and you got problems, Bobby does too.
No, if you think you have problems, think about my thumb and realize you don't.
You don't. There might be someone on the way to his entire family's funeral.
Both your
listening to this podcast.
Both your parents have cancer. One of your siblings is severely disabled. You don't know what you want to do. Everything you've ever done in life doesn't make you...
Your kids joined ISIS.
Doesn't make you happy. Yeah, the kids you have are in ISIS.
They've all left, even though you sent them to private school in Surrey.
Your problems compared to my thumb aren't that big.
Do you want to know something interesting?
Yes. Well, actually, I was telling you something.
Okay, no, that was interesting, but we're back to the history.
My thumb is very interesting.
They'll talk about your thumb in 100 years' time on a different podcast. It's not history yet, because it's still happening.
Well, that's debatable.
It feels like it's gone on for 100 years, I have to say. But anyway, guess how long they took to reopen the McDonald's after four people, three murdered, one injured for life, murdered. How long?
12 hours.
No. 2 weeks, which I thought was ridiculous. Because the thing is there probably was a guy who turned up for a burger, turns up, there's three dead people, one probably dead, you think at the time, police everywhere, and he's like, oh, what's going on here? And they're like, and he goes, can I still order? You know what I mean? They're like, I hate to be a dick, but how long till you guys are open again? And so it's like, 2 weeks. Oh, fuck.
There must have been somebody who had just started there, be like, I can't get any good shifts. Could I just, you know, why am I always on nights? I want to do the days. And then now
it was
like,
night. It was night.
Yeah.
So it was an ex-employee as well. Dumb. Go shoot up a chip shop where they know you. Not clever.
Well, I think that's where the killing them plan came in.
Yeah, that is true, actually. That is
you have
true.
To kill the people.
And then
so
just the one guy's like, I never forget his face. But yeah, ex-employee. It actually made me think, so there's a pizza place near me, and three times this year, they've got these amazing windows. We've been there, Bobby. Jody, I'll tell you after where it is.
But you won't say it because you don't want people to swarm this great pizza place.
Yeah, if we mention on here, fucking can't get a table. No, I'm joking.
Won't be able to get a table anymore.
No, I think no one would be there anymore. We have the opposite of that effect. But no, so someone keeps, they've got like five really fancy windows, large, all round, like in a sort of half circle around the building. And three times this year, someone's come and smashed in every single one, does it the same way, wears a high-vis, which apparently reflects off the CCTV, You think, if you don't see CCTVs, every time they go, have you seen this man? You're like, is that you filming this on a Nokia fucking 3210?
That's what I don't understand about CCTV. It just hasn't gotten better.
No, there's one in Camden where I do my gig, and there's just a guy with a mask like over his eyes and covering his face, and they just have a thing saying, have you seen this man? It's like, that could be Greta or Mike Tyson. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking anything. But, yeah, so I was thinking, they think, oh, it's a disgruntled ex-employee because they're not stealing anything, and the crime suggests it's a...
So three times they've kicked in all the windows of this
smashed place. In, completely smashed. But they, like, just go and they do the same thing every time, and it's like, well, this isn't a career criminal. This is a vendetta.
Yeah.
And someone has found out that if you wear high-vis... And God forbid someone listening to this isn't planning a killing spree and goes and does this, and then, you know, the bloody woke mob come after us because you can't even incite a murder spree anymore. but yeah, so I think what would make someone that angry?
So what is
adultery?
If you wear high vis, what?
It reflects off the camera.
Interesting.
Who would have known? You know, Bin Laden kicking himself now. Should have just put a high-vis on the plane. I think that's it. I think someone's sleeping with his partner. Definitely a man. Woman wouldn't do that. It would be more intelligent. She'd, like, fraud the system or something.
Yeah.
A man would smash up the windows and do it three times. But I think that's an affair, you know? Because he's clearly not... He doesn't do this a lot, given how specific it is. If he was just like, oh, every Friday I just go out and smash windows in. That's your thing. I'm not here to... shame anyone for what they like to do.
We're a shame-free zone here. You can smash in windows.
Yeah, smash in what you
attack
want.
Strangers.
It is true. You go out on a Friday and you just see people and you're like, you're fucking animals.
I would say, though, no matter who you are or what you've done, if someone has an infected thumb and you shake their hand, you're a monster.
Yeah. Have you shook any hands recently?
Well, someone tried and I gave them the left. I gave them left on left because if shaking a hand... When you have an infected thumb...
Well, no one wants to shake your hand because we don't want to get you a horrible infection.
They don't know about the infection when I first meet them. I tell them immediately for a long time. it really cuts off any other conversation, actually.
Yeah. I think we've got to say that we do not condone River McDonald's murders.
Were they convicted?
Yeah, convicted. One of them's out on day release now. So 92, he did about... What's that? How many years is that? Oh, fucking hell. 31 years. And he's out on day release, which kind of...
That is a while. I don't know what's right.
Do you think he ever walks into McDonald's and goes, hey, guys, you won't believe this.
I don't think he's
I'm
allowed.
I'm different now, but this... Yeah.
He shouldn't be allowed. One of the conditions of parole is he never gets to enjoy... The gift of McDonald's again.
He's just in Burger King.
Yeah, you're a cold Burger King man now.
Five Guys.
Yeah.
It's gone up in price as well.
Five Guys. I doubt a newly released convict cannot afford Five Guys.
No, no. Unless he saved that $600 he made.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He could get three.
Invested it well.
Yeah. I always find it's weird now that chips are their own separate thing. When you, like, they go, oh, the burger's this, fries are £4. It's like, they should be together.
True.
You know?
That's true, Red.
That is true. So, you know, not good, Sydney River McDonald's. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it.
The other two are in prison.
They're all in jail.
But one's out on day
release. One's out on day release, but, yeah.
Yeah, if you kill someone in McDonald's or someone tries to kill you in a McDonald's, it's really going to put you off McDonald's, I bet.
Of course. Very silly people. Anyway, Home Alone 2 came out, 92. Really? That was a great movie. I think we were talking about this the other day. What an amazing pair of films they were.
I'm a Home Alone 3 man myself.
That's not even Macaulay Culkin, is it?
That's why I like it.
Who's in that one?
Some guy.
Some kid.
Yeah, they go to...
let me see who the kid
They
is.
Leave him home alone for weeks.
Okay.
And he starts dating one of his teachers, and it's really uncomfortable.
Is what? Are you being serious?
Yeah, they have these long sex scenes between this kid and the teacher. And it's like, wow, he really is home alone.
His dad's coke.
But then the teacher invites him over for dinner, and it's quite sweet, and he has dinner with her family. But then they keep having sex at his house when his parents are, yeah, because they're not there because they went on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teacher gets worried the kid's going to start telling people mm-hmm. about their relationship. So she decides she needs to kill the kid.
Okay.
As a lot of pedophiles do, they kill the kids, they don't tell anyone. And so then the teacher tries to break into the house.
Yeah.
And we get back to the classic Home Alone scenario mm-hmm. where the kid is now playing all these pranks upon this woman who's molested and abused him and trying to break into his house. And I gotta say, he comes out on top.
I just looked at the real Home Alone 3 and none of that happened.
Well, you know, no, that's a different...
sounds like you just made it up.
It's a movie I saw.
Well, that came out. Anyway, that was a big film. Jody, do you enjoy it?
Home Alone 2, yeah. I think I might have even enjoyed it more than the first one.
Really? Kind of going to New York. I get muddled up. Which is which?
Home Alone 2 is in New York.
Yeah.
Home Alone 1 is not in New York. I think it's in Chicago. But Home Alone 2 is the one where they're in Times Square.
In
Central Park, sorry. Yeah.
And Trump's in it, okay.
Kevin!
Yeah.
I looked like him as a kid. I really sometimes think it could have went either way. It could have been me or him, Macaulay.
Literally, as he was just saying that, I just realized that Christopher Columbus, the man who I one-on-one auditioned with for Harry Potter, directed these two films.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're 1 degree of separation away from Macaulay Culkin.
Here we are again.
I'm 1 degree of separation away really from Macaulay Culkin also because I know a guy that used to tour manage his band, Pizza Underground.
Don't they hand out pizzas at the gigs?
I don't know if they're still touring, but when they did, I believe, yeah. They're all Velvet Underground covers with the word pizza inserted into the songs.
Well, so it's such a pizza day.
I would imagine, yeah. I don't know the names specifically of the songs.
I mean, even if you're off your face on drugs at 5 a.m., that's still not a good idea, is it?
Well, I don't know. He toured for a while with Pizza Underground.
Not quite the Beatles, but, you know, up there with some of McCartney's later work.
The Bee Gees.
Yeah, fucking hell. Big year for music as well. Let me just, I've got a list of the number ones. This will bring you back.
I'm so excited to just be serenaded by the songs I listened to when I was 7.
Do you want to have a little guess? What was the number one song of 1992? And at home, you can have a little guess too. I'll give you 10 grand if you record yourself getting it right. Number one song.
I Will
song.
Always Love You.
Bobby Mair, you are correct.
Because The Bodyguard came out, I think, late 93.
That is so funny. I Will Always Love You spent 10 weeks.
Yeah, of course it did.
At number one. Also claiming Christmas number one.
I would have nailed that if that was on a quiz show. No one would have think I'd get it, but I fucking nailed it because,
that
yeah.
That is incredible. The Bodyguard. Yep. Good film, The Bodyguard. I enjoyed it. Turns out it was The Bitter Sister, if you haven't watched it, and are planning to. Yep, that was great.
You wanted me to guess. I just got the right answer.
Number two was Rhythm is a Dancer. I don't remember that song.
Rhythm is a Dancer. Da, 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 da,
Would
da,
I Lie to You by Charles and Eddie.
Would I Lie to You?
Do, Charles do, 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 and do. Eddie. Jimmy Nail, Ain't No Doubt. I thought we just did Crocodile Shoes. Never mind. Heal the World, Michael Jackson, number 9. Bohemian Rhapsody, These Are the Days of Our Lives.
I was considering starting a band.
Yeah.
I bought a guitar. I practiced with them. We were supposed to, our Madison Show Garden.
Madison Show Garden.
No, Madison Square Garden show was supposed to go on sale yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hurt my thumb.
Yep, then you hurt your thumb.
You can't.
You'd sold out as
I
well.
Couldn't. No, we'd sold the show out. But like,
why do you just cut your thumb off?
Because I
just
I
cut it off, so we don't have to hear about it anymore.
I needed to hold the back of the guitar.
You don't. It's useless. It's full of infection.
No, I needed
dead.
To hold when it was good. I needed to. Hold. I don't know how to play guitar without my right thumb.
Cut off your thumb and give it to Jody.
So
for Christmas.
Sadly, the band disbanded. The show was canceled. The rest of the band has went to prison for various crimes that I can't get into.
All of a very sexual nature.
I will no, and I wouldn't say that specifically, but I will say yes. I was the leader of the band, but I had no previous knowledge about anything that they were up to.
You thought they were just his little sisters.
I thought he had 100 little sisters.
You thought, but despite him being white and ginger, he had 3 Asian sisters all under the age of 40. Why are we doing this again? Achy Breaky Heart came out that year. That's a good song, isn't it? Please don't break my heart. My achy, you know, he's still dying. Like, that's huge. But he had a comeback with Lil Nas X recently, Billy Ray Cyrus.
I think the best thing he's done is make his daughter.
Make Miley.
Miley is one of the best singers.
She's got a great voice. Her music's atrocious.
Her music is not atrocious.
Really?
What are you talking about?
Her music's awful.
Wrecking Ball.
No, that's bad.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's see you write a better song than Wrecking Ball.
Very easy.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, Wrecking Ball's an atrocious song.
It's not a good song, but she didn't even fucking write it herself anyway.
She sang it.
I like when she sang Jolene. Had she stayed on that path, I thought that would be good.
What, covers?
Covers and just country. She's got a really nice voice. But she wanted to be sort of like...
No, Jolene was later.
Bad bitch.
She started pop star, and now she's doing the country covers. You don't even understand her.
No, Jolene is like 2007 when she was Hannah Montana.
Fine.
Yes.
Fine.
And then she went like, you know what, guys? I smoke weed.
And cool. She needed to change her image. Yeah. I love her.
What's funny is Bill Hicks did a whole routine on what a tumor on culture Billy Ray Cyrus was, without knowing that there's a 3-year-old Miley kicking around. You know what I mean?
He had no idea.
He had no idea that, like, male Justin Bieber was in his pram.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does have a good voice. I was looking at videos of Justin Bieber the other day when he was 9.
Wait a second. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed the Year Is podcast. For some reason, I really feel like I don't want to do it anymore. Red is going to be really busy with some... Red has some criminal proceedings upcoming. I can't comment as to whether or not I think he's innocent or guilty, but what I can say is I had no prior knowledge to his crimes before or while they were happening, possibly in this studio. I've enjoyed his friendship and camaraderie and will continue to do so once he is released from maximum security prison. A sentence no not pedophile has ever said. I was watching videos of Justin Bieber when he was 9 the other day.
I didn't say what he was doing, but I... If I lived near you in Canada, I'd turn up and be like, is your cousin here? No, just him when he first... You know, like those early YouTube videos where he like singing and you go, this kid is such a fucking gold mine.
How did you get there, though? What led...
It was just like, just on the YouTube and it just starts feed, you know, you type in one thing, suddenly your whole algorithm's little boys, you know?
Oh.
You just search hot little boys singing and suddenly YouTube just floods you with all this. No, it just was like one of those like side videos and you go, God, he looks like about 12. And that's when, who signed him? Usher. Was it Usher?
He was, I believe it was Usher and his Scooter Braun, who was nobody then, is now like the biggest music manager.
And not Meryl Streep, very different. Taylor Swift has just re-recorded all her songs.
Yeah, so that she owns them, which is a pretty badass move, actually.
Yeah, but it's not really, because badass would be owning them, wouldn't it?
But you can't own them. Nobody owns their first album.
So what's the deal now? Just the Taylor Swift fans just go and buy that copy?
Yes. Okay. Or list or stream that copy. Taylor's
version.
That's
a bit mean on Scooter Braun, if you ask me.
Well, he already sold it to someone else.
Oh, he's so rich, isn't he?
Her catalog, yeah.
Scooter Braun.
It's a great name.
If you sign a deal with a man called Scooter Braun, let's just say you're not getting all the gold that was found in the mine, you know? Well... That's a little trip down memory lane for you. Home Alone, Achy Breaky Heart, I Will Always Love You. Whitney Houston was incredible.
Can you turn your phone around for a second, please?
Why?
I feel like...
I'm on the top 40s chart single.
No, I felt like you were on...
You think I was on Instagram?
You were on Wikipedia, aren't you?
No, look, top 40 singles.
But let's see...
So in my document of research...
There's a document.
Okay, I'll show you the document.
Show me the
document.
If
there's not a document, I'm just thinking this all up at the top of my head. It's even more impressive. They just said, do you want to block a person? That came up. Yes, Bobby Mann.
No.
Got it. Blocked. Here we go. A document.
Oh my God, that's a picture of Justin Bieber when he was a baby.
A grainy home
video. What do you have, Justin Bieber's baby photos?
Have you seen this boy? I want to find him. Okay. 1992, July 22nd. Jodie's birthday, weirdly, isn't it, Jodie?
Okay, yeah, we'll say it's my birthday.
When's your birthday?
July 4th.
Exactly. Anyway, Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar escapes from his luxury prison, fearing extradition to the United States. His prison that he built himself, do you know about this? Escobar said, look, we're at a stalemate. I'm not going to go to America and be tried there because I'll end up in a jail.
Reasonable.
Totally reasonable. They'll give him 300 years and he'll be like in a cell with no windows and not able to do anything. Whereas if he goes to jail in Colombia, he can pay off the people and stuff. So he says, I'll make a compromise. I'm going to build myself a prison. I'll put myself in it and we'll stop blowing up stuff and shooting policemen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because he'd have his men routinely just drive past police officers and just kill him. So it was pretty much a war, civil war.
Okay.
And so he builds his own prison. He calls it La Cathedral.
Okay.
Or El Cathedral. Can you just have a quick Goog on that, Jamie? Jody.
Let's just start calling him Jamie.
Yeah, should we just call it in hope for success? Jody?
Yeah, La Cathedral.
La Cathedral. Yeah. Not El Cathedral. La Cathedral, which I think is a mistake. That's his first mistake. Because that sounds good, doesn't it?
Well, it probably was pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't want people to... You should have called it the shithole or something.
Yeah.
He's gone, oh, the shit box. Because he had, like, a gym, he had his own hot tub. So when he said everyone was going to have washing facilities, what he meant is we're going to have a pool, hot tub.
Yeah.
They'd have truckloads of sex workers coming in every day, drugs. He killed people there. He killed the man there and burnt his body, and they saw it on helicopters.
In his own prison.
Yeah, in his own jail. It wasn't a jail. No, he built a frat pad. It was a child's frat pad, but he could have people whenever he wanted.
How long was he in it for?
I can't remember. Nearly a year, I think. But, you know, he started appearing in the papers. He's just murdered someone there, and everyone's like, this is a joke. Like, yeah. You've let this guy build his own jail. How powerful is he? And so they started going, look, we can't have this. It's just like fucking carpet bomb him or something like that. And I read the book Killing Pablo. It's pretty interesting. There's a policeman who went to seize Pablo at the cathedral. And he gets in.
He really drew the short straw that day.
Oh, of course. But he's with the army. And he gets in. He's high up and he marches through. And they like kill loads of Pablo's men. They go into a room. Pablo sat behind the desk. And he said Pablo just started laughing. And he just felt a gun in his back. And one of his own men just put a gun to him. And he was like, you're so stupid. Do you not think my money runs through everything? And so his own men had turned on him. Like, they were all on Pablo's side anyway. And so he's just like, I've got you. And he said, no, you don't, you fucking idiot. And then so Pablo escapes. A lot of his time, same with El Chapo. Billionaires, cool. What's cool about being a billionaire when you spend most of your life swimming through shit? Because they literally like hide in sewers and
stuff.
So
where did Pablo go next?
He ran into the jungle, freezing cold. There's rumors that he used to burn $1 million to stay warm and stuff like that. At this point, like rats were eating 10% of his income because he just hid so much money in walls and stuff. And then he just went from safe house to safe house, like El Chapo, constantly moving. And they'd always have like, El Chapo always had a room with an escape route into the sewer. So he was regularly just going. And you know, sometimes they probably got it wrong. Like one of his guards ordered a Domino's or something. swims 50 meters underwater, covered in shit. Hey, man, sorry, it was my pizza.
Yeah.
Want a slice?
And what? How did Pablo Escobar die?
He went from place to place. And the thing is, he'd ring his kids, but he was smart. And so he knew he could only stay on the phone for 30 seconds, after which there's a
trace.
Click and they could trace. And he did all sorts of stuff. Like, he tried to get his kids to go to Germany with his wife so they wouldn't be, because he's against another cartel and the government wants to kill him. And then there was those Los Pepes guys who were like these freedom fighters who were literally like torturing and killing people to try and get Escobar. And he just goes from house to house having a shit life. And one day he's calling his kid and the kid's like, we should hang up now. He's like, no, I just want to speak to you for longer. Almost like you go, is he giving up? You know, he just can't be fucked anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like tracking, and then this guy is literally just driving around, like, because they're tracking, they go, he's in this neighborhood. And this guy just looks up and sees Escobar just on the phone in the thing. But like, this guy, you know, Escobar's been God and the devil for 15 years in that country to finally get him. And so they just like, he goes, it's fucking him. And then all the army come in, but they have to be secret. You'd be so pumped because Pablo Escobar killed like 20,000 policemen. This would be your friends and everything like that. And it's just like, and then they ran in. He shoots it out with them. His mate gets shot. He runs onto the roof and they shoot him as he's on the roof. His kid's like, he never died like that. He shot himself. But
sorry, what? That's what his kids think.
Yeah, that he... I don't know why they think that. It's... But because, yeah, it's... But like, just maybe that makes him feel better that the police never got him.
Yeah.
Or the army. It was the army. So yeah, shot on a roof. This was the beginning of the end. When he'd built his own luxury condo prison. Which is good. It's like being a grounding yourself as a child, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fine. Well, Mum, I've done bad. I've thought of something. I'm going to go to Disneyland for a week and think about what I've done.
It's a real Cartman move.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, that was the end of... But I will say I've just been cast to play Pablo Escobar twice on two different same show, two different sketches.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you look like him.
But I'm losing too much weight. I've lost 3 kilos in the last week.
I mean, I'm glad you've lost 3 kilos, but I don't think you are too small to play Pablo. I think you're still in the range of Pablo.
What I've noticed about losing weight is the people who always called you fat,
they never then go,
oh, you've lost weight, because it's not like they're saying it because they weren't good. They enjoy it. And then what happens is...
Red, you haven't lost enough weight that anyone can notice yet.
Okay, well...
Well, I'm just
3.5 kilos, that's a lot.
No, it's good. I'm not saying it's not good.
If you consume 3.5 kilos of cyanide, you'd die.
If I had 3.5 kilos of uranium, I could make a nuclear bomb. Yeah. I don't really know. Yeah, if you take the 3.5 kilos of some things, mean a lot more than 3.5 kilos of other.
It's a lot of weight, isn't it, Jody?
That is a lot of weight. Yeah, the worst is when people say to you, oh, you've lost some weight. And I wasn't even aware I put some on. That's the worst.
But you have lost weight, Jody.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that good?
Thank you.
You've been working out, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
How do you work out like a housewife like Bobby, or do you do proper workout?
Jody's a member of a gym with homeless people, I think.
Where do you go?
Yeah, I go to the one up the road, the Better Gym, and I go and do the workout, and then I do couch to 5K.
Really?
Every other day.
But how far do you get to 5K? Oh, you moved,
I'm building up back up to 5K.
Where
are you
now? What K are you at? 2K, 1K. 800 meter
I'm
K.
Back to the very beginning.
So wait, but Jody, I feel like we had this conversation a month ago.
I'm back to, I don't know. I said they don't give you a distance. They give you time to run and then they give. And so you
run. Don't mark your distance.
No, I'm just
how
doing
convenient.
It.
So yes. How long are you running for?
At the moment, it's not very long.
So
like
couch to 5K, you could essentially, if someone knocks on your doorbell and you go up and answer it, you could essentially say that was the start of it.
No, if you're kind of following the regimen, it builds you up really well every week. Week by week, then the ninth week you're running.
Well, we need to get a good 5K out of you before this podcast implodes. yeah, it's a weird one. I'm becoming not a fat person, and I'm like Ben Stiller in Dodgeball. You know, he hates fat people.
Does he?
I think that's the ripped guy I want to become.
You don't want to have empathy.
No. I'd be like, you disgust me.
Okay.
You're gross.
Oh.
Yeah. Like those homophobic guys who are gay.
Yeah, but you won't.
I want to be that of fat people. So anyway, after performing a song protesting against alleged Catholic Church child sexual abuse, Irish singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor rips up a photograph of Pope John Paul II on US television program Saturday Night Live, causing huge controversy. Wow.
It's a bold move.
From a bold person.
Yeah.
And I meant that because she's got no hair.
Yeah, I could see the word no play
one,
you were going
why did
for.
I not get applause for that? Joe, did you get it?
I did, yeah.
Why didn't you laugh?
Well, because one, the word bald,
and I said from a bold. I said from bold person. Yeah. Never mind this. Oh, fucking hell.
It's just too highbrow for me and Bobby, I think.
Yeah.
It really.
Stupid brothers. Yeah, so she goes on, rips up the thing. I don't know why that caused more outrage than what she was talking about.
Well, yeah. That's,
yeah.
They're a powerful but institution.
It's interesting. There's that Calvin Robinson guy who is always sort of queuing up outside a primary school to make sure no trans people appear.
Yeah.
But he's a priest. And you go, hey, man, you know that little collar thing you wear? Way more history behind that with the old messing with the kids, you know?
I can't confirm or deny.
No, fair enough. I forgot you were very good friends.
Since my thumb has broken up the band, I've actually become very deeply religious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now a deeper religious person.
Yeah.
Guess what religion I am?
Islam.
No.
No.
Guess again.
What?
Sikh.
Sikh?
I didn't know you could convert to being a Sikh, but if I can, I would, but no.
What is it?
I said guess.
I don't know. We've done it all, and you're just lying, so it doesn't matter.
Greek Orthodox.
Yeah. Romanian Buddhist.
I'm one of the few people who's a member of the Russian Orthodox Church.
Yeah.
However, I'm pro-Ukraine.
Okay, nice.
Which is why I can never go back to Russia.
Yeah.
Because I would be killed.
Okay.
So my thumb has actually turned me into a political dissident.
Yeah.
As well as a deeply religious man.
Okay.
I'm a deeply religious man. And actually, I have to go pray soon.
Well, you can't pray with your broken thumb.
I can pray with a broken thumb.
Well, we'll end up quickly. I'm just going to do another little trip down memory lane for all our beloved listeners. This is probably quite the treat for them. They're going, I remember that song, Achy Breaky Heart. Glad it was whatever. Anyway, guess what the number one film was that year? You idiot.
1992,
yeah.
Would not be The Bodyguard if that was the number one.
No, Jodie, it's not. But that makes sense that it was.
Wait.
Or Home Alone 2, what you just told us.
No, I'm sorry.
Wait, let me guess.
Schindler's List.
No, that's 93 or 94. I don't know.
Okay, well, this is going to be a surprise to everyone. Hook.
Not a surprise, actually. It was one of my favorite movies as a child.
It was great as a kid. Hook was number one. Number two, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Do I remember that?
Aged less well.
Yeah, I don't remember that. It's got Julianne Moore's in it. Well, it's a huge film. I don't remember that. Must watch it. We'll do a watch along at some point.
For The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Why the fuck not? Medicine Man, number six. Anyone heard that?
Yeah, I've heard of all these films. Yeah, I was 10, so I remember them coming out, but I haven't seen them
apart
from Hook.
Did you fancy Julianne Moore, did you?
Yeah, she's hot, yeah.
Okay, nice. Wayne's World, number 7. I loved Wayne's World. Basic Instinct, number 12. I remember being 4 and that being my favourite movie. I still haven't seen it. I don't like Michael Douglas very much, but I'm too annoying. I remember watching Romancing the Stone. And there's this scene where he's like cutting weeds and he's having this like crap argument. Do you remember that film?
I don't think I've seen that.
He's like cutting stuff. He just had really weedy arms. I thought, why is this guy the action star?
He's a Nepo baby, that's why.
Yeah, but there's only, you know what I mean?
He's a Nepo baby, Red.
Yeah, Michael Douglas. Okay. He's been good in stuff, though, surely. What was the one that he goes mad in?
Nepo babies are never good in things. They're only they're successful because their parents are successful.
Brooklyn Beckham's a very good chef.
And photographer.
And photographer.
Is she?
Brooklyn's a boy. But, you know, sounds like a girl's name. His girlfriend's an actress / billionaire heiress.
Well,
she's like, we're working on so many projects. We're both so busy. It's like, why? Why are you busy? Just go on holiday for the rest of your life. Right. Lethal Weapon 3. Funny story about that. The director of it said that Mel Gibson used to nail 8 pints of lager in the morning and then do sit-ups for an hour because he didn't want to be fat. But he was an alcoholic, so he's just like this vain drinker, which I don't know how. I couldn't do one pint and then a sit-up, you know? Good for him. We need more stars like Mel, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, great, great.
Good-looking, tough, and knows what's on his mind and not afraid to say it. Batman Returns. Unforgiven.
Are you losing the ability to speak?
I am.
What?
I don't know what's happened. I feel like I've swallowed a bug. Passenger 57, never heard of it.
It's God punish
you. That's Wesley Snipes, I think.
Home Alone 2 was number 47. I can't even see Bodyguard.
It's kind of bombed.
Yeah, Bodyguard bombed.
At the box office.
A Few Good Men
I don't think
was
Bodyguard
50.
Came out that year.
No, it must have been the song, probably. And the film came out the year before.
Well, as much as I'm enjoying Red saying the titles to movies I haven't seen, I feel like that's a natural end. Thank you for tuning in to the League of Their Own podcast. Well, that's another movie. Aladdin. Under Siege. All of these are movies.
Yeah, Batman Returns.
You said really that good twice. Year for films.
Yeah, so there you go, guys. I hope someone...
Thank you to our super genius patrons, Christopher and Matthew and Spencer. We couldn't have done this great episode without you. Well, Red coughs and reads movie titles and stares at naked photos of Justin Bieber. Tune in to the Patreon episode where Red might die or be arrested. We don't know what's going to happen on this exciting Patreon episode. The police may arrive here. Red might choke to death. I might kill Red.
Oh, no, found the bodyguard, number 7.
Great. How'd you miss it? Who the?
121 million. There we go.
The end.
Bye. That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.